The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So nice to see you all, and I'm sitting here and not so sure what to say, but I was reminded earlier in my mind of the difference between responsibility and what happens if you separate out those two words. They're a compound word with response and ability. And what happens if you don't? If we change the English language and make one word into two words, and the words become response, ability. We have the ability to respond. And at least in my mind, that's a very different connotation than having it as a single word, responsibility. When I hear that word, I hear connotations of obligation, even duty that we have to have. And but the ability to respond, that makes me happy. I feel, oh, I have the ability to respond. Rather than it being responsibility, to me it seems a little bit of a burden. And what qualifies me for saying this is that responsibility has been my Achilles heel. So my feeling, oh, I'm responsible for that person's happiness, I'm responsible for helping someone, I'm responsible, it's all up to me. But when I hear that I have the ability to respond, something in my heart just lights up. Oh, fantastic. I feel so lucky. Wow. Rather than being a burden, it's like, oh, I can look forward to it. The ability to respond. And I think the reason for that is that I've learned that action, behavior, what we do, can be done from a wonderful place inside. It can become with a kind of an expression of freedom. It can be an expression of delight. It can be an expression of love. It can be an expression of play in this world. And so, response is just I have a very positive connotation to it. So I feel lucky. Oh, I have the ability to do something here. And so learning about this ability to respond, which has a little gap to it, little pause before the automatic sense of burden sets in. It's like a little bit of, I have a choice here. I have the ability to respond. I don't have to respond. I have the ability, the choice to do something, and what's the wise thing to do? What's the useful thing to do here? What's useful for me? What's useful for others? What's useful for the situation? What's helpful? And then part of this delight in the ability to respond then is also knowing that I have having the confidence that I don't have to respond. I don't have to be the one who's responsible. I can be the one who is ready to support or to help or to be involved, but I don't have to. And that's maybe a little bit frightening to hear because, you know, the world will fall apart if I don't. Of course I have to. But I wonder how often that's true. I wonder if there's someone who has Let's say that they leave IMC now and they discover that, lo and behold, they have 2 flat tires in their car. So you walk by and you say, oh, the person I was just meditating with, they have this challenge. They have 2 flat tires. I mean, this requires a higher level of attention than if one flat tire. You know, I'm a good Buddhist, so I'm responsible to help here. You know, I'm supposed to be infinitely compassionate to help living beings. So I got to kind of bear down now and buckle up, and I'm going to have to stay here and help them and do something. And yeah, I really don't want to. You know, this is like, I have important things to do, and this is kind of irritating that they manage to get 2 flat tires when I have other important things to do, but I know I'm supposed to help, and I have a responsibility to help, and, you know, yeah, and all the other people leaving IMCs, they're seeing that, you know, I'm here, and I'm obligated to help as a good Buddhist, and my Buddhist friends are going to think badly of me if I don't do it, and okay, I'm going to help this person. So you do. And you successfully help the person goes off. The next day, maybe the same thing happens here at IMC. Someone has 2 flat tires. Someone leaves IMC and say, oh, look at that. That person has 2 flat tires, and that's a bit challenging to figure out what to do, and I do have the ability to respond. I have some skills around calling tow trucks or calling mechanics or changing tires, and I have other things to do today, but I have this ability to respond here. It's possible. Let me check in with myself and see, what do I most want to do? What would serve me? What would serve them? What works here? Oh, you know, this would make me happy to support this person, and I think I can figure out the other things and shift things around. And this just seems like the nice thing to do. And maybe I feel like I have to help the person. It's just like, be nice to accompany this person and spend time with this person and help, you know, support the person and do this together, and we'll probably have a good time figuring it out. And you're just as successful, that scenario is just as successful in taking care of the issue as the day before. But which of the two you think most nourishes, most inspires the person who's getting the help? So I tried to make this as dramatic as I could. Maybe you can do a better job, the difference. But how we engage in the world puts more than just the physical things we do into play. The attitudes we carry with us make a huge difference. And if we do things out of obligation, it has one kind of result. If we do it out of delighted generosity or delighted accompanying someone or just out of love or something, you know, even if we have to kind of shift things around or give something up or sacrifice something, but we're not burdened by it. It's not a challenge. We're not upset. It's just like lightly given, easily given. Then we're bringing into the world something very different. And then what I'd like to propose is what we bring into the world in terms of our attitudes makes a huge difference. Now, if you're the kind of person who thinks that Gil doesn't know what he's talking about, responsibility is inherent to this world. Of course we're obligated. It's a little bit like what I said Sunday morning. If that's the case, then I'd like to suggest you take on the obligation to do things with a good attitude. Make it your responsibility to find how to respond in a way that you're doing the same behavior as helping someone maybe, but you're conveying an attitude which is nourishment, which is inspiring, which puts into the world something very different. than if you do things out of a sense of burdensome duty and obligation. So the same thing with Buddhist practice. Some people feel like, well, I have to be a good Buddhist, I'm obligated to do this and that in practice. I don't think Buddhist practice thrives under this kind of responsibility, the weight of it. It thrives under picking up, engaging our ability to do the practice. We have the ability to practice, not the responsibility to practice. And so, if we have that ability, how do you want to enact that ability? What attitude, what do you want that fuels and supports that ability? What attitude do you have that makes that, whatever you do, feel wonderful for you and for other people? And for a practitioner, it's also, how does the attitude in which we do something, how is it freeing? How does it bring forth the best in our hearts? How does it help our hearts sing? How does it help us see ourselves more deeply? How does it create the conditions that practice, the tendency to the orientation by being mindful and compassionate, is something that just seems like, of course, this is a delight to do, rather than something that is hard work. So the ability to respond as opposed to the responsibility. So I hope that these words have given you something to think about, and a little bit gently given you a little bit of a challenge. But you have no responsibility to pick up that challenge. But maybe you'd like to pick up that ability, you know, respond to the challenge in a nice way. So thank you for this. So now,